the SS and other National Socialist agencies considered this plan, talked about it, did studies on its feasibility. But it too is, as 1940 turned to 1941, seemed to have lost its allure, in part because of the presence of the Royal Navy, the difficulties of transport of Europe's Jews, who were mostly in Eastern Europe, across Europe to ports to sail to Madagascar. There were all sorts of logistical difficulties which finally led the regime to drop this as an option. But it was quite seriously considered. But Hitler had also stated at the outset of the war, indeed in January of 1939, before the war had actually broken out, Hitler, in a speech to the German Reichstag in the anniversary of his appointment as chancellor, had made a warning, a public warning. It was a warning to the Jewish community of Europe. It was a highly public statement. Let me read from it. One more thing I would like now to state on this day, memorial perhaps not only for us, Germans. I have often been a prophet in my life and was generally laughed at. During my struggle for power, the Jews primarily received with laughter my prophecies that I would someday assume the leadership of the state and thereby the entire Volk, and then, among other things, achieve a solution of the Jewish problem. I suppose that meanwhile the then resounding laughter of Jewry in Germany is now choking in their throats. Today I will be a prophet again. If international finance Jewry within Europe and abroad should succeed once more in plunging the peoples into a world war, then the consequence will not be the Bolshevization of the world and therewith the victory of Jewry, but on the contrary, the destruction of the Jewish race in Europe. This is an extraordinary statement for the head of a state. It was made, as I said, on January 30th, 1939. And one sees in that statement the typical Hitlerian linkage, Jewry, Bolshevism, and also, this term that would flow through National Socialist regime, a solution to the Jewish problem. A solution to the Jewish problem. And, of course, the final line of that memorable and ominous paragraph, the destruction of the Jewish race in Europe. The invasion of the Soviet Union in the summer of 1941 would change the options available to the National Socialist regime. Launching the invasion, we've already talked about the infamous Commissar order that was issued to German troops, regular German soldiers, as they marched into combat in the Soviet Union. That Commissar order, as you will recall, identified commissars of the Communist Party, saboteurs, guerrillas, and Jews as enemies to be eliminated wherever they were encountered, whether they were offering active or passive resistance. Special commando units of the SS had been trained in Germany and prepared to assume what the Nazis, in typically euphemistic terms, referred to as special tasks. They were to operate behind the military. The army was to cooperate as much as possible, to allow these Einsatzgruppen, as they were called, special SS commando units. The army was to facilitate in any way they could the operation of these units. The Einsatzgruppen, on the other hand, were to stay out of the way of the army, not to interfere in military things. The Einsatzgruppen, it was understood, would report directly to Himmler, and their operations had been given authorization from the highest levels of the Third Reich, meaning, of course, Hitler himself. These specially trained Einsatzgruppen roared into the Soviet Union along with the German Wehrmacht, and all through the summer and into the fall of 1941 conducted a ghastly bloodbath from north to south. violence on an unparalleled scale, a pogrom in a sense, an organized pogrom by these Einsatzgruppen. Whole groups, whole communities of Jews rounded up, marched out of villages and towns into wooded areas close by. A mass grave would be dug, and then the Jews, tens, dozens, hundreds, shot, placed in these mass graves, and then the Einsatzgruppen would move on. In many cases, in a small village, the Jewish community would be rounded up, placed in a church, placed in another sort of building, and then the building set ablaze. It was brutality on an unparalleled scale.